Hi, Adrian. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm good.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Well, we made it to the weekend, right? So my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I handle pricing and details for your area. I understand you've been speaking with Allie here, and she does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. Just taking a look at some of the notes that she had sent over, so I hear that this is 1 year in business now. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations. Tell me, how's it been going this first year? A lot of investing? Oh, no.
Good investments and bad investments.
Yeah. Well, what have you been doing so far as marketing? I mean, like, what's working, what's not? Just to kind of get an idea.
Well, I started my Google, so I got my LLC, and then I was with the LLC given a website builder and a domain, and I attempted to make my website and attempted to make all that, but I'm not a website builder, nor am I don't do that stuff. So
okay.
I canceled that part of it, and I outsourced, or I've been looking for somebody to do,
to do the website and all.
And then I hired a marketing company that ended up not being a marketing company, so.
Oh, no. What company was that that you hired? If you don't mind me asking.
My AIO.
Huh. Oh, wow.
They sent me a website, and they showed their credibility, and they sold themselves well, but this was right before Christmas, and then we're ending the holidays, and then I have not heard from them since.
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry to hear that. Wow. Let me tell you what I've found. Okay, I see the and correct me if this one, I believe this one's yours. I see a Yelp profile. So you do a lot of heating and air conditioning, right? HVAC?
Yeah, so the Yelp profile, I started that, but I never completely finished that, which I don't understand why. I get a lot of calls, and I'm just showing up on Yelp. I'm like, I never finished my Yelp website or my webpage or anything.
Uh-huh. I see photos on there, though, of some of your work.
I guess I should get on there and check.
I'll tell you what I'm looking at. So here's what I see, Adrian. I see there's like 19 photos. It shows me your phone number. It shows me hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 10 to 8. So it shows me that.
That's
not bad. Does it sound familiar?
Yeah, that is. It explains why they're sending me a bill.
Are they trying to bill you?
Yeah.
Don't pay for it. Just let it go. Let me tell you a little bit about what we do here, Adrian. And the reason that why we called you is because we have this position that just opened up in the local map section, and we're looking right now for a company that's a good fit. We want to work with a company that has a good reputation online and provides a quality type of service, right? So that's why we were reaching out to you. Now, if we were to begin working with you on the first page of Google, we'll actually close out the category, which means we're not going to work with anyone in your territory who offers the same services. That's what we mean by it being exclusive. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about the Google Business Profile. Have you started the process in getting verified yet?
Yeah, I did. And I sent the video in, but it...
Uh-huh.
It's a couple of things.
Okay. And that's okay, because we can also help you with that as well. I mean, it's what we specialize in, right? What about the Angies? I see you listed on there. Is that pretty new?
No, that was my first mistake. It's not that it's a mistake. It's just the way that they're structured, and it's a little frustrating because they send out a lead, which I respond fairly quickly, in my opinion, within 3 to 5 minutes I'm calling that customer, and there's people who I've called, and they said I've already accepted a contractor to come out, or I've had a customer directly say, get out if you can, or they're pulling your chain, they're scamming all of us, and even the customers.
Wow. Oh, man.
And I'm paying $700 a month for that.
Are you still paying that?
Yeah, I have to pay 35% of the contract to get out of it.
Oh, jeez.
I've already had this issue with them. I've had a request a different quote-unquote success manager.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about the Angie's Leads or the Home Advisor? Because they have two different ones. There's the Angie's Leads where you pay per lead, right? And then there's the Angie's Ads.
Yeah, Angie Ads was the first one I set up with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one's the one that's the contract.
Yeah, that's the contract I'm stuck in for the next year.
Okay.
I pay $700, and then I had the discussion with them. I can reduce it to $500, but I don't need less from you. I need more from you, to be honest.
You're like, I need more work. I don't need less. I hear you. Okay.
I don't know exactly what jumping to 500 entails. Like, if it would let go of the East Bay and the Valley.
Right.
Volume,
or what happens with that?
But the discussion I was having with them, they said, the more you pay, the more you're, we put you in front of, or the more you get listed.
Yeah. Well, Adrian, I am so sorry that happened. That's such
Michael
a bummer.
I just signed up with the other Angie's. The Angie Leads, I just signed up with, because I don't have a contract with them. I pay per lead. And
how's that working?
I just signed up with them, so
okay.
I'm waiting on their response back, say that I'm live or whatever. So
well, they have you listed as unlicensed, because I'm looking at your profile. They put you as unlicensed.
Yeah, I just have a business license. I'm working on this.
Okay.
I didn't know it took 3 months to get it, but it does.
Yeah. Well, we're in California, huh? That's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, Adrian, I wanted to ask you real quick, too. Do you have a Facebook page? Like, do you ever go on Facebook at all?
Yeah, I have a business one.
You have a business one?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, awesome. Well, let me tell you then the package that I want to offer you, because this package includes both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, Adrian, we set it where our program is a fixed flat rate. It is month to month. There's no contracts. You will not be charged per call, per job, or per click. Now, because you are a new business, I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate, which is giving you about a 50% savings, a little over 50%, okay? So what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It comes with a one-time setup fee of $99. That would be to cover your programming. So it makes the initial investment getting started today $348, but every month after that, you're only paying the $249 a month, again, with no contracts. What this includes for you would be the first page placement on Google. So we'll help you get PIN verified, okay? We're going to create you that Google business profile, optimize it, and maintain it on that first page. Now, we will also list you on Bing. We also will list you on Apple. We run Facebook ads. So with the Facebook ads, they retarget anyone who's done a search on Google for your services. And Adrian, even if they didn't call you, but now they happen to be on Facebook and they're just looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would see your ad appear. And this is what's going to help you reach more new potential clients. But we're going to run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. It's a click-to-call ad, so once they click on it, they'll call you directly. A lot of our clients have really seen great results with those ads. Now, in addition to that, we're going to include a website for you. I'm going to have them build you a website. It's actually what we call a My Site. It's a website that's customized to fit your business. It has the automatic SEO settings, which is going to help with your ranking. We could even add videos of your work on there, reviews from previous clients. Now, we'll make sure that that's attached where your business is being listed. And, Adrian, we do include what's called the mobile platform. What that means is anyone who performs a search from their iPhone, from their Android, or from their tablet will find you on the first page of Google immediately. So what we're basically doing here is covering all of your bases, and that is what you would be looking at. 348 to get it started, and then 249 every month after that with no contracts.
I am interested. I also just – I signed up with Granite Marketing, who I just paid – that's the same. I think I paid $350 and then now it's going to be $250 a month. But I – again, I'm not having the best experience with them starting out, which isn't a good feeling, like to hire a marketing company and then –
You've been having some really bad. What marketing was this again? I'm sorry that you mentioned.
Granite Marketing, and then I'm also with. I signed up with Dandelion, which is a cleaning service, but they said they do. Right now, I'm advertising handyman because I don't have my T20.
Right.
And so they said they advertised handyman, but again paid them, and I already got one. Response from them in the beginning. They said they had some dental office for me, which I kind of feel like it was just a set-up phone call situation. I don't know. It felt weird.
It's like you're being just like you're investing so much money and no one's getting back with you. Now,
right.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrible. I feel so bad for you. When did you, okay, this brand company that you signed up with, when was that?
What's that, the Granite Marketing?
Yeah.
Or Granite Marketing, I just signed up with them as well.
When?
The Andy, I just had a Zoom meeting with them and onboarding, when was this? One second. I have on my calendar. On the 4th of this month, of January.
January 4th?
Yeah.
Okay. Typically, when you sign up with a company, I'm going to tell you right now, Adrian, when you sign up with a company, you have 3 days. It's called a right of rescission. That means it's kind of like a buyer's remorse. You have 3 days to cancel and get your money back. But since you did that on the 4th, it's past those 3 days. I'm just curious, when you signed up with the home advisor, what they call Angie's Leads, you know that they're owned by the same company, right?
Right. That's what I said. I mentioned that. I mean, but she said we are, but we're separate entities and we operate differently.
You're going to find that the leads that you get are the same ones that you're getting through the Angie's ads. I've heard it from other business owners. So just be careful. Just please make sure you put a budget with them for the leads because they will keep shooting out leads to you without, I mean, and it'll be crazy. And before you know it, you're going to be in the hole. I'm just saying, you're a new business. You got a lot of money going out right now.
Their leads are crap. Like, with the ones I'm getting from Angie's ads, they have the same process in place that they have for publishing my reviews. So that's 13 reviews pending. 13 legitimate reviews from legitimate customers that they will not post because they didn't do the verifying. So they submit a review and then they get sent this, link to verify their review, and they're like, I already submitted a review, what more do you want from me? You already have a bad reputation, you already have a reputation of scamming people, screw you.
So, and here's the thing, and this is what I would tell you is this, right? By being listed on Google, I'm always going to encourage you to have your reviews left on your Google profile, not on Angie's, not on Home Advisor, not on these other marketing directories that you signed up for, because all these companies that you signed up with for marketing, what they are directories. They got nothing to do with Google, right? And let's be real. When it comes to someone who's in need of a service, right, like you offer, whether it even be the HVAC or even handyman, because we could even list you for those services too, right? Where they're going to start the search from is going to be on Google. That's where they're going to start it. That's where they're going to. Yeah. You want to be there to capture those live calls. Because if you're not there, Adrian, how are they going to know who you are or where to find you? Now, I'm not saying people don't go to Angie's or they don't go to Home Advisor, right? But let's be honest. All those companies that you signed up with, they pay Google to advertise for their own companies, not for you, to advertise for themselves. That's why you'll see HomeAdvisor on Google, because they pay Google millions of dollars to run Google ads, right? They're not running it for any of their businesses that they help. What they're doing is they're running it for themselves, and those are the leads that they're grabbing off of Google that they're turning around and telling you, hey, here's a lead. They're grabbing them off of Google.
I'm called numbers that were literally not, this number is not a working number.
Who's it? On what number?
I got a lead from Angie's ads, and that was my last lead I just got, and it was a disconnected phone number.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I mean, this I would definitely tell you, this package that I'm offering you, I feel is going to be the most beneficial for you, and it's going to get you the better return on your investment, because, I mean, we're not just talking the first page placement on Google. We're also complementing it with a website, right? Also with the directory submission of Apple and Bing, and then also running those Facebook ads, because the Facebook ads are what's really going to get you a good conversion too. Because they work very well together, hand in hand.
I ran Facebook ads one time, but I got very little response from them. They're very expensive.
So. Yeah, well, when we run them, here's the thing, though. You're only paying $249 a month, right? You're not paying for click fees. It's all inclusive in the package. So you're never going to pay a penny more than the $249 a month. That's always going to be your price for as long as you're with us. So it doesn't matter if they're clicking on your Facebook ads. You're not getting additional click fees or anything like that, because we're giving it to you at a flat rate. In fact, to be honest with you, Adrian, we're the ones that are incurring the cost per click. We're the ones paying for that.
So I had my Facebook made by – it's being managed by somebody already, but I already handed it off to the marketing team that I just hired, Granite Marketing, and I got to call this guy and let him know that, hey, I appreciate – he's been good as in being honest. And, but I've paid – I believe it's $200 a month to manage his Facebook, and he makes my Facebook look great, but I'm not getting any response from him, and he's not doing anything but simply posting to it. I need more followers.
Well, which one is it? Because you have two, you actually have two Facebook pages. There's two of them.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so I don't know which. There's two
another freaking another marketing company that ended up being, based out of the Philippines or something like that. It came up with a U.S. address, but then I did further research and they're not even in
so this Grant Marketing, is that based out of Massachusetts?
Yes, they're East Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
The time difference is when I have to talk to them.
3 hours ahead. Yeah, they're three hours ahead of us because they're on the East Coast. We're Pacific Standard Time. So, yeah, it looks like what they do is they help with branding. So what they do is they work with social media. That's what their thing is the social media. Just like really like, you know, doing your posting and trying to get like your name out there. But at the end of the day, you know, all of this stuff is great. I'm not saying it's not, but where is your placement on Google?
Right. And that's my, I've been seeking from every single one of these companies, and they all say they do, but I have not received.
Yeah. Well, Grant Marketing, I mean, they don't do placement on Google. Those other companies that you signed up with, Angie's and HomeAdvisor, they do nothing on Google. Not for you, they don't. For themselves, right? So all these companies, yeah, it's great. Oh, they want to market you. They want to brand your name. But what are they doing for you on Google? And where is your website? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. Well, I'm just on website. I was sent the website that may have been published for me by my AIO, but again, I haven't heard from my AIO since before Christmas.
And listen, and you're probably not going to hear from them anymore. So, I mean, to be quite honest, I wouldn't even, unfortunately, if you haven't heard from them as of now, you're not going to hear from them. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but chances are you will not. If they haven't even called you as of yet, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's terrible. I'm so sorry that all of this has happened to you, Adrian. You know, all I can do is let you know what we offer, what we have on the table now, and, you know, and how we can help you, right? We're like a one-stop shop. You know what I mean? So what we stand by what we do. So even with your verification getting pinned, you know what I mean? We can take over that and help you. Typically, just so you know our timeline, when it comes to how when you'll see yourself listed there, within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. You get your PIN code in the mail from Google within 6 to 10 days. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Sometimes there have been a few occasions where I've seen where they've texted you the code. Now, as far as like your website and your Facebook ads, those are live within 7 to 14 days. They can already see your Facebook ads and your website. What we state in our terms and conditions, and we send this to you in writing because we're a Google channel partner and we can, the first page placement on Google, that can take between 30 to 45 days. That is always going to be our promise. Many times I have seen where it's happened sooner, okay? But 30 to 45 days is what we give. Now, in the meantime, because we know it's important for you to start getting calls as quickly as possible, is why we get your Facebook ads, why we get the website and the directories up and running a lot sooner, because we want you to start getting phone calls. So that's how our program works. So we get moving here very quickly. You have a team, in fact, here within our company that is dedicated to your account. So whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern, you would contact our customer service department. We pride ourselves in what we do. We earn your business month in and month out because you can cancel at any time. We don't charge you a cancellation fee. We don't hold you hostage. We don't work like that. We just ask, you know, at least stick it out 2 months because it doesn't happen overnight. That's all we ask from you. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If you decide, I don't want to do this anymore, you just call and you say, cancel me 3 days before your billing is due. So that way you don't get charged. I don't know, Adrian, if you got a text message that I just sent you, it's a link.
I'm about to ask you, what you finished. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, that website that I sent you. So that's a link to a website, excuse me, that we, is to kind of just give you an example, right? This is the kind of website that I would include for you. And these type of websites, they're created to fit your business. So this is the one that I was telling you about that has that automatic SEO settings, which is going to help with your ranking.
Yeah, this is similar to the page I was trying to build, but I couldn't bring my image in my head to life on the platform because, again, that's not my job. It's not what I do.
Totally. Yeah, you're like, that's not my specialty.
No, I tried, and I'm like, this is not my thing.
Yeah, no, I get it. And for a lot of business owners, it's not. Don't be discouraged. That's why, like I said, we're a one-stop shop because we handle it all here. And we do it all within our company.
So you said I have 2 Facebook pages. I only have like, let me get through it.
Let me go back and I'll show you.
Because
I seen 2 of them. I was like, that's interesting. He has 2 Facebook pages. Let me find the link and I'll send it to you how I found them.
I did have a company build it and then I canceled. I told them after I did my, I found that they're based out of the Philippines, not the U.S. after being told around the U.S. And they were taking forever to get, like, to give me anything. They said they were building a website and a Facebook and all this stuff. But, and then I looked up the Facebook that you're probably looking at, the other one.
One says, I'll tell you, one says LLC. It says Working Class Services LLC. The other one just says Working Class Services.
Yeah.
Let me
so
see if I can text you this image. So which one do you have control of?
LLC.
The LLC?
I am an LLC. I have an
LLC. Oh, okay. So that's the one that you have full control of. Okay. Yeah. Then that would be the one that we would want to make sure that we're added on as managers, just so that way we're not doing your posting, right? What we're doing is we're managing your Facebook ad. Now, your posting, posting's great. Don't get me wrong, but if you're not running Facebook ads, that's not helping you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a Facebook ad is going to work like this. Someone's looking for, let's say, an HVAC service, right, a repair or something, on Google. But now they're on their Facebook page, and they're just looking through their pictures or stories. All of a sudden, they're going to see your ad appear. It's like your ad is telling them, hey, you're looking for a company. You're looking for this service. Here's a company that offers
right.
it. That's how it works.
Yeah,
it's that constant reminder.
I'm on Facebook. It does. Like, that'll pop up. Other HVAC companies in there.
Yeah, right? It's because you've been looking up HVAC.
Or things I've been talking about with my wife. I'm like, does this pop up on Facebook?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But yeah, that's how it would all work. You know, I really feel that our package, this one is in particular, would be the most beneficial for you. This is the one that I say is going to get you the best return on your investment.
When you say this is the one, what are the other packages?
There is another package, right? So like, let's say you don't want the Facebook ads. Okay. We could do the package with the Google ads. Now that one, of course, that one's a little bit more expensive. I mean, that one you're looking at $499 a month with a $99 setup fee. That one's actually $598, and then you pay $499 every month after. So what that one gives you is the two spotlight positions on Google. So you're getting the Google Local Map, Google Ads at the top, Bing Local, you're getting the Apple Directory, you're also getting the website still included, and the mobile platform that covers the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So that's what that one includes.
So I am listed, you're doing a research on me. I've paid, I think it was $350 to be the voice search.
The voice verification, you did that?
Yeah. So, but I'm still not, and I sent my email to the company saying, I still can't search my own company on the voice search. I will be able to do it on my Alexa or my phone or any other thing that has voice search. And I've tried all of them, and I still don't come up.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let you in on something, right? If I say, Siri, find me an HVAC company near me, Siri is going to pull up whatever comes up in the search results under Safari, which is Google, right? So Siri is going to pull up the local map section for me on Google. So, if you're on Google, then they're going to find you. If you're not, Adrian, then how's anyone going to find you, hun? Unless if they're going, if they know your company by name and they specifically search your company name and that you're in Stockton, California, then they're going to find your Yelp profile, right? And then they'll also see, like, your Facebook. But that's it. But they got to know your company by name. If they don't know your company by name, how are they going to find you? They're going to find you by your services. If you're not on Google, they're never going to find you, Adrian.
Sorry, I was just looking at...
It's okay.
All the time, the Yelp and stuff. And I was like, man, it was getting... I didn't finish my Yelp and then... excuse me. I mean, everybody's on Yelp.
Yeah.
So you take the first page of Google, and when I work with the company. Like, how is everybody going to get on the first page of Google if everybody's...
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you how it all works, Adrian. So, like, we're never going to promise you you'll be number one or number six or number five, right? It always depends, like, on how they're performing the search and where they're performing the search from, right? So you can use what's called multiple keywords as long as they pertain to the services that you provide. And you can change them at any time, right? So right now, I'm going to act as if I'm in Stockton, right? You're in the 95209 zip code, correct? That's where you're based out of? Okay. Right now, the companies that I'm seeing, and you're probably familiar with some of them, like I see RB HVAC Inc. I also see JD Air.
They're down the street from me.
I see First Class. First Class Heating and Air. Okay.
Yeah, I almost named my company that, and then I saw them.
You're like, never mind.
Yeah.
I see Kirolos Heating and Air Conditioning, Essential Mechanical HVAC. And some of these guys, like Bonnybrook Heating and Air, they only got like 17 reviews, and they're up there with guys that have 300, okay?
Right.
These are just a few of the companies that I'm mentioning that are listed on the first page of Google. So these guys right now, these guys are capitalizing on 90% of the searches that are being done daily right there in your zip code. That's where we would be listing you as an option. But you got to be an option on Google.
And some of those, one of those companies are companies that, like, is the same size as mine. I'm just me and my helper. And that's it.
But you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to use a perfect example. These guys, you know what I mean? A lot of them are not available. So when people are calling because they're in need of an HVAC repair, right? Or HVAC service call, they're going to call as soon as they can find somebody. And they're going to go down the list. Where are you going to be at when they're searching?
Right.
And some of these guys, Adrian, don't even have a website. They don't even have a website, some of these guys. Like, I found one guy just when I looked up HVAC repairs, I found one guy on here, Prime Energy Heat and Air Conditioning, and he doesn't even have a website attached, and he's only got 2 reviews, and he's on the first page. In your zip code. So I'm giving you the opportunity, right, to help you get your business on Google with a website, with the directory submissions, to help you start generating the revenue that you need. So the opportunity, I have the solution to your problem. Are you willing to give it a shot? I mean, this way we can prove it to you?
I am interested, but again, as you heard my story, I'm skeptical just because of what I've experienced, and how much money I've handed over and received nothing in return. Nothing that that's what happened, but just need to just do a little more research and earn just not to be rude, but I need a little more proof or just like.
Your email is workingclassservices@gmail.com. Is that your email?
Yeah, for now.
Okay.
I did just
send you an email. It came from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it says Google and Facebook marketing. I entailed everything that's included in the platinum package that I'm offering you. I hear a lot of trust issues that you have, and the trust issues are because you've signed up with companies that are not an actual Google channel partner or a Google marketing company, and you keep throwing your money at these directories that are doing nothing for you. People that aren't returning your calls, people that aren't doing the work, right? And you just keep throwing money at directories. When you yourself mentioned, you go on Google all the time. I would think that you would rather invest your money, right, in a company that's going to help you with placement on Google. I'm not talking about placement just on Facebook. I'm not talking about placement just on HomeAdvisor or Angie's Leads. All these guys are taking your money and they're doing nothing for you. At what point are you going to say, I need to cancel, I'm not going to do this anymore? At what point?
I tried to cancel. Like, you know, I'm not paying $3,000 just to quit. But I mean, honestly.
Well,
I,
not with Angie's. I'm not saying with Angie's. I'm not saying with Angie's. I would never tell you to cancel Angie's. I'm not saying with Angie's and HomeAdvisor. I'm talking about these other companies, like the guy that you're paying $200 to for Facebook only.
Yeah.
You're paying him $200 to post on your Facebook page. You could post yourself for free on Facebook. Your Facebook ads, those cost. But honestly, you could do a post yourself on Facebook. And it doesn't cost you anything. You're paying a guy $200 to post on your Facebook page. That to me isn't making any sense, because those postings aren't going to bring you business. What's going to bring you business is placement on Google and Facebook ads. I'm clearly offering you a package that's $249 a month, right? You're paying this guy $200. Let's think about it. I'm offering you a package that's $249 a month. You're paying this guy $200. But my package includes Google placement, a website, Facebook ads, and directory submission, along with the mobile platform for $249 a month. And you're paying this guy $200 just to post on your Facebook page.
Right.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm trying to make you see what is making sense for you. You've invested a lot of money, Adrian.
And if
a lot of money.
What you're saying, I need exactly what you're explaining to me. And then working with you here, but
here's the thing. I'm not here to push you. I'm not here to pressure you. I'm giving you a solution to one of your problems, okay? The ball is in your court. You have the email that I sent you. I'm going to also text you my contact information. If you're serious and you're interested about getting your company listed on Google and having that website, because that's what you mentioned to me earlier. You're looking for someone to help you with all of this. I'm giving you the opportunity that at the end of the day, the ball is in your court. I am not here to pressure you, but I am filling this position today. So
And I would send that money right over, but I did just hand over like $700 to two other companies last week. So that would be more money out right now, which I can, what's it called? So you said it would be 3 months before I see anything.
Yeah, 2 months. I always say the first month, what I always say is this, the first month, a lot of it is the programming. Now, that's not to say, Adrian, you won't get some calls. When you feel the strength of this program, it's going to be in that second month, but you also will have what we call a customized tracking and reporting system. So you really aren't just taking our word for it that the program is working. In fact, you'll be able to also view how many calls you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search, how many times it clicked on your ad. So you get to track all of that and not just take our word for it. That, hey, Adrian, it's working. Look, we're showing you in the reporting system. Everything is tracked. So that way you see, okay, yeah, I got 5 phone calls, or okay, yeah, I got someone who sent me a message. So we have to track that, right? Because we want you to be successful with our program. Your success is going to equal our success. And that's why we do the month-to-month, because if at any time you decide, I just want to part ways, you can quit. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. I know Angie's does, and I'm sorry that they do that. I think it's unfortunate. If something's not working, you shouldn't be committed to still paying someone for a year.
Y'all are smart for that. I said, y'all are very smart for that. Good one. Good for you.
You know what? That's very heartbreaking for you.
I've had horrible conversations with them. Like, I posted very professional and calm and understanding, but then the way they responded to me was, I couldn't even believe the words I was hearing. I was like, I can't believe somebody told me that size, and Jesus, I can't hear myself think. Do you hear my background?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. It's fine. You're good.
Anyway, so yeah, I can't believe that I was hearing that from that company. Like they're well known, but they also have a class action lawsuit against them for the exact reason that I'm whining and crying here. There's a whole Facebook page that I joined on that. So I don't know how that would end up working out, but I am interested. But you have to fulfill that today.
Yeah, and I say that only because, as I mentioned to you earlier, right, we work with one company per industry, per area. The reason that we do that is because, one, we're a Google channel partner, and that's what Google allows us. But because this is what's going to help you get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure, right? So that's why we do it this way, because we want to ensure that if we're working with you, that you're getting the maximum amount of calls, not us working with you and your competitors. That would actually be like we were working against ourselves. And that doesn't benefit you or anyone, right? So that's why we do it this way. So once, like, if you were to say, let's do this, I want to move forward, we close out the category. So what that means is I let my representatives know, stop calling. We've already filled the position.
I want to go ahead and do it, but I had the money to send over, but I also have a job that I have to go buy a bunch of materials for that's happening Monday. I don't have lines of credit. I pay cash for everything. And it's expenses, especially to start my first year in business.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested. I mean, I know that, like, the question might sound like, what other companies are offering what you're offering? You know what I mean?
Well, I know that we're 1 out of 30 in the United States. I know within our company, Local Slash, is why we have this position open. But, you know, as far as like other companies, I don't know what they have available. Please be very careful with other companies, because not everyone's a Google channel partner, and we carry the badge. So we have it on our website that you'll see that we're a Google channel partner. What I did, Adrian, is I did text you also my contact information. If you should change your mind, you know, maybe you want to do this, you're welcome to call me. I would have to look at the availability. If this position has already been filled, then, you know, perhaps maybe sometime in the future, if it ever opens back up, we'll reach back out to you. But typically, when someone takes on a position like this, the only time that they ever open up is if they've moved out of the area or if they've sold the company or just closed the doors. Everybody wants to be on the first page, but not everybody qualifies and not everyone can get on there. So, you know.
Well, what would disqualify me per se?
What would disqualify you is like if, say, for example, you had, because what we look for, I'll tell you what qualifies you. You have to have a good reputation online, like no negative reviews, right? You have to provide a quality type of service. And I mean, looking at some of the pictures I've seen on Yelp, it looks like you do really good work, you know, and I don't even know you that well, you know, but just from what I've seen. And you have to be able to take on more business. Most importantly, right? You've got to be able to take on more new business. That's what qualified you. So because you have some presence, excuse me, online, you have some presence online, but your online presence, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's weak. You have no placement on Google. You know, it's just on a bunch of directories. Directories that the only time people actually go to those directories is if they're just being looky-loos or they're just, oh, I'm curious about a price. And I hear it all the time with leads from Angie's that people complain, business owners.
Most of them
get people
looking for a price.
Yeah, they just want a price. They're tire kickers. I had one lady call me and say, oh, I was just curious. She doesn't understand that I'm paying for that lead. Like, this guy was so mad when he was telling me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I heard it. He was not happy. So that's why I say when these positions, it's very rare that they're that they become available, you know, within a short period of time, because usually when someone's in that position, they don't want to give it up, you know?
Right.
Okay.
I want to do this, I do, but I just can't, like I said, I just handed over 500 or between two companies, almost $600 last week, and just paid all my bills. But I need the website. I need everything you just described.
I know you need it. I know you've spent a lot of money. I'm not here to pressure you. I'm here to offer you a solution and to give you an opportunity, right? Like I said, the ball is in your court. You know, I wish I could do
today.
But it would be 3:48. Yeah. Mm. I don't know if this would help you any, Adrian. You know what? Since you already have the Facebook page, I can waive the setup fee, and it would only be just you paying the $249 to get it started, right? I could at least help you with that, but that would be the most. I mean, the price is going to be $249 as it stands. Typically, I will tell you this. This program is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. That's our original rate. You're getting the new in business rate. And the reason that we do the new in business rate with the $249 and the $99 setup fee is because we understand a new business invests a lot of money to get the company running, right? So that's why we make it affordable like this at a reasonable rate to give you an opportunity to be on the first page of Google just like everybody else is. Right? But the $249 is going to be the very lowest that this package will ever be. So I can at least help you with waiving the setup fee. I mean, if I understand $99 goes a long ways, but you're investing $700 here, $800 there on directories, and I'm offering you something on Google. But $249 is going to be the lowest. So I don't know if that helps you, but I can get you started with the $249, and then you just pay $249 every month after that. The price, I promise you, will never change for as long as you are with us on a monthly basis. And that's whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. It's always going to be $249 a month.
Okay, so I'm most likely going to do this, but I do, so what, I have a question. Let's say, because in 3 years, I am moving, but I plan to, the plan is either make my company operable without me here and be able to do it remotely, because, and I'm never going to lose ties with California because
right.
My children and my ex-wife live here.
So, oh, okay.
So, like, I'm moving back home to Texas.
Oh, is that where you're originally from? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So are you saying like is your goal, and correct me if I'm wrong, is your goal to build a company to where you can leave your guys here working and you can do things remotely but still run your business out here?
Correct, and then establish my business in Texas as well, because my dad owns he's a general contractor and electrician for the post office, so he contracts out HVAC work for the post office, and I would go down there and set up, and that would be my start as far as initial work when I get down there. But then I'll go down there and do the same thing I'm doing here and market my company.
Wow.
The 3-year mark is because my wife's job, after 10 years of being employed with them, they pay off her nursing student loan debt, and that's $90,000 that we can't walk away from. Although we would love to get out of California and go back home to Texas, but she needs that student loan debt paid.
So in that case, I could tell you this. You could still have your placement on Google in California just because you're working remotely.
Right.
That doesn't mean anything. There's businesses that do that too. There's some guys that have like a location in Florida, you know, because they're there when it's cold. and then when the summer starts, then they go back, you know, to like the PA, right? Over there in Pennsylvania. So they have like, you know, and that's how they run their business. because they got guys working in Florida and then they got guys working in Pennsylvania. So yeah, I mean, even if you wanted to open up a spot in Texas, once you get out there, we could look and see what the availability is out there and we can even get you help out there. We work with many businesses throughout the United States. So, but I'm resending you the email so that it reflects just the 249 package, with the no setup fee on that one. So I just resent you the email on that so that you have it. But like I said, I mean, it's something I am actively filling today. I don't know if that's going to help you with just paying $249 a month, but that's the best that I would actually be able to do.
Now I got it. So, what forms of payment do you accept? Because I don't have my business debit card just yet. I have a Chase business account, but I would have to pay. I could pay with my Google Pay, or right now I just have a digital card because I'm waiting on the card.
We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover.
So I have my digital one. So I could pay. It's in my Google Wallet.
Does it show your CVV code? Because typically what we'll take is the 16 digits. We need the expiration date and the CVV code.
Let me see. Okay, I have to do that. Right now it's been using TapPay to make payments.
Oh, yeah, we don't have that set up.
I mean, I can go to another account too, but okay with that for now.
And then later, if you need to change the card, then you just let us know so that way we can update it in the system. We have clients that do that all the time too. Like they're waiting on their business card. So what they do is they pay it with a different card. And then right before their next billing is due and they get their new card, they just call us and update it.
So I can do that. I have other mobile banking cards I use.
What's your last name, Adrian?
Munoz.
Munoz? Oh, okay.
Yes. Now, I was supposed to be Ignacio Munoz before, but I was born with blonde hair and blue eyes, and my dad said, nope, you're not
blonde hair and blue eyes? Are they very light in your family?
Grandpa on my dad's side, I never met him, but he has blue eyes.
Oh wow.
And what's it called? my nickname in my family is Casper because I'm the white boy in the family.
I sent you that second email. There was another email that I sent you that it states client dashboard analytics. So remember I was telling you that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. We want you to be able to track your results with us. So I just sent you an example of that. Now I know I had texted you my information, Adrian. So always save my info for your reference, okay? I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like for you to have my information, and that's why I sent it to you earlier. Right now, I'm also texting you the number to our customer service department. So remember, we're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account here within our company. We're in the southern part of California. We're in Fountain Valley. If you've ever been to Disneyland, we're like 20 minutes away. So whenever you have an update, a change, a question, or even a concern regarding your account, you will contact our customer service department, okay? We're always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 in the afternoon, all right? Did you get that other text? Okay.
No, I wasn't reading that email.
Oh, okay. No worries.
I just got an email from Andy.
Nadine Medina?
I got your email. I was saying I just got the email from Andy Lee saying that I'm approved and now live and I need to call them back.
Oh, okay.
They were calling earlier. That's what that number was.
Oh, okay.
I declined the call. And I was like, I get so many random calls.
Yeah.
So
and then...
So the 877-635...
6225. That's going to be your customer service department number. Now, if you need to reach me, I can't make changes to your account, but let's say you need to talk to someone urgently and you can't wait. You're welcome to call me, Adrian, but my number would be with the 623 extension. So you would just dial the same number but put 623 for the extension, okay? And I would say save our 877 number in your contacts.
Local/.
Yes.
At customer service.
Uh-huh. Yeah, save that number in your contacts so that way you always have it there. Okay?
Okay, so what I would have to do is go make a deposit to the... I have to move money to another account, and I have to do that at a ATM or at Walmart so that my other card to be able to pay it because my money's in my business account.
Okay.
Oh, I can make purchases through my business account. That way it's easier tracking, but this is just one payment, and I'll have my card before then.
Yeah. So what we can do, at least in the meantime, is let's create your account here with us, and then this way we just process payment later. Okay? So the number that you want listed for your business, is that going to be the 209-812-5351 number?
For now, yes.
Okay.
I plan on getting my 800 number, and my phone gets blown up. Like every 30 minutes, I'm receiving some random phone call.
Yeah, that's okay. Now, the company name is Working Class Services, correct?
Yes.
Where do you want the PIN code mailed to? What address? The 9532 Bancroft Way?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that your home address by chance, Adrian?
Yes, I'm currently working on my garage.
It's okay.
I had it.
Your home office. Yeah. All businesses are. Yes. Majority of the businesses are. So we're going to hide your address so that your address does not show on Google. It'll be hidden. Okay? Just so you know. All right?
So I questioned that. At first I was not putting my address on anything, but then... Because I didn't want, I was working out of his house, but a lot of people do, like you said. And, but then, is it good to show the address or not?
No, Google doesn't want your address to show. Google does not want your home address showing. They want that address hidden. And it's because you're not a storefront where people go and buy materials. You're mobile.
Right.
You go to their homes and to their companies, right, to do the work. So that's why Google wants the address hidden. They don't want it showing. Okay?
Makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Right, well, it does.
Okay.
I just need to go transfer money, and I was pulling up McDonald's here to get their crappy breakfast, and I like it, but it's crap food. But that's what I was doing. That, and I'm gonna go transfer the money.
Okay.
And then,
what do you need from me, Adrian? What do you need?
So what do I need? Who do I contact in order to make process payment?
Okay. So do you need me to call you back in an hour? What do you need?
Yeah, you need to call back in an hour.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm putting a hold on this. They at least let me put a hold on it for 1 hour. But after the hour's up, when I call you, if you don't answer, it's just going to keep having my reps call out. Okay? So are you going to answer the phone in an hour?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. And you have my contact information too, okay?
All right.
All right, Adrian, I will talk to you in an hour. Okay?
All right, thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.